22 minutes to 8, it is BBC Surrey and Surrey and Hampshire Police both launching their Christmas drink and drug driving campaigns today. In Hampshire, officers will wear a special purple ribbon for the whole festive campaign to remember victims of offences and remind others of the risks of getting behind the wheel whilst under the influence. Meanwhile, Surrey Police have announced a new service which allows people to confidentially text them about suspected drink driving. I'm joined now on the line by the head of Surrey's Road Policing Unit, Inspector Richard Mallett. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how's the text service going to work? Talk me through it.
Yes, people can text us on 6644. They must include police in the text, and then we just want to know the registration number and when and where people are likely to drive when they've been drinking.
And talk me through how much of a problem drink and also drug driving is in the county.
Well, our job is to try and reduce casualties. They are significant causes of road crashes. Last year, I think 4.5% of the people that we breathalysed were over the limit.
Right, and talk over the Christmas period. How do things really change?
Well, I mean, there's much more temptation for people to drink and drive. The weather's not so good. There are loads and loads of parties. And, you know, every year we see an uplift in the drink drive casualty figures, and we're doing our best with all our peers and partners to try and reduce them.
Right. What are the penalties for people caught driving whilst impaired? How does it vary?
Well, the minimum you'll get is a year's ban. And then if you're more than sort of 1.5 times the limit, it's going to be an 18-month or even a 2-year ban, an extended driving test. And then you've got to think about how the impact on that is on your insurance when you come to reinsure your car. The insurance company will quite rightly see you as a bigger risk. But while you're banned, are you going to be able to work? Are you going to keep your mortgage going? Is your relationship going to survive? That's provided, of course, you haven't had a crash.
Is this a generational thing? Is it any particular age group that are worse?
Well, you know, predictably, youngsters are always a high-risk category. And interestingly, you can see, I think, a correlation between where, as a nation, we've invested money in education. Some parts of society, it's socially unacceptable to drink, and others will take the risk.
And you personally, how much would you drink before you actually drove?
I won't.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because some people are like that now. Inspector Richard Mallett, thank you. And let's hope for, well, a quiet campaign, if you get my drift on that.